AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House passed a bill to boost the checks being sent to Americans as part of the coronavirus economic stimulus bill from $600 to $2,000. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says these are tough times.
To reject this would be in denial of the economic challenges that people are facing, and it would deny them, again, the relief they need.
It's not clear what will happen to this bill in the Senate. The House also voted to override President Trump's veto of a defense bill. He had said it failed to limit social media companies he claims were biased against him during his failed re-election campaign. The president also opposes language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. This is Oregon Democrat Adam Smith.
It is enormously important to give our troops the support that they need to carry out the job that we all are asking them to do. That is, I think, one of our minimum obligations as members of Congress.
President-elect Joe Biden says the Trump administration has not been cooperative in the transition.
For some agencies, our teams received exemplary cooperation from the career staff in those agencies. From others, most notably the Department of Defense, we encountered obstruction from the political leadership of that department.
The president-elect is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration in what he calls roadblocks. Rain, hail, and snow fell in Southern California as it saw the first significant storm of the season. Localized roadways were flooded and many traffic accidents were reported. Authorities along the coast caution potential beachgoers water could likely be contaminated by bacteria, chemicals, and trash washed down drains, creeks, and rivers. The president of Mexico says he's not opposed to private companies buying coronavirus vaccines to distribute to patients who want to pay for the shots. This is AP News. The Ohio police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man last week has been fired.
A union official for the Columbus Police Department says Officer Adam Coy, who is white, was fired after a disciplinary hearing. Coy is shown on body cam fatally shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill, a black man who emerged from a garage holding a cell phone. Coy failed to administer first aid right away and didn't activate the sound on his body camera, which led the mayor last week to call for his termination. The Columbus police chief expedited the investigation and filed two departmental charges of critical misconduct against the officer, saying violations of policy cost an innocent man his life. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police are investigating after a sculpture of Breonna Taylor was smashed to pieces in downtown Oakland, California over the weekend. Taylor was the black woman killed by police in Louisville, Kentucky during a drug raid last March. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.